So I was just wanted to talk. We also talked off the mic about sort of the state of just the media landscape. And I was thinking that when you started in 1980, I mean, everything was quite different, and you had a very confrontational stance in terms of music, and there was this kind of definitely kind of a new sound that had never been heard before, more or less, at least in the realm of popular music.
No, this is true.
And today, having done the music, and you know, also lots of other musicians and bands have kind of moved on. It's been, you know, 24 years, and I'm sort of wondering, first of all, what kind of the effects in terms of music, both positive and negative, you feel that Neubauten and your music has had, or And also just to talk about the fact that is
this has been a lot to talk about that, right. That you unroll there.
Right.
So the first thing that where I stopped at was actually, like you said, a media landscape. I think it is very. Since we've started making music and releasing records, there several revolutions happened there. The vinyl revolution, the vinyl to CD revolution happened then there. The download MP3 thing happened, and now you can see how media formats, internet, radio, etc., how all these formats are changing. And so in the same time as this landscape is becoming flatter and flatter, I think that it is also really ready for a really media quake. I think something will burst here. Something will burst, and it will leave some flat landscape behind, and some possibilities in front, but I am not able to say what that is. But I can seismographically tell that there is something in the making here. Probably they're going to close down a lot of radio stations like this, but there are going to a lot of other things that are going to happen that are going to open a couple of doors. That's the only responsibility of an artist, anyway. You have to open doors, especially there where there were no doors before at all. You have to come up with some possibilities that were not even thinkable and makeable for if I would think about all these things that we're doing now here, the production of this record and the participation of the supporters there, the webcams, if I think about all that, or also the notion that I say, well, we're going to open up a television station now. If I would have thought about that by the times that I was starting making music in 1980, come on, that was a totally different landscape.
Right.
But the point is, you know, they look for maximum profit. Those conspiracy theory people, they look for maximum profit. What they want for that maximum profit is contents. This is the thing, the seeking of contents.
Mm-hmm.
And because there is no contents, this landscape is getting flatter and flatter. Which I don't know if that provides for the media quake to come or not, but I sense it.
And do you feel that, for example,
hopefully sense it.
Right. I mean, I think that you would think that it would happen because the time
absolutely
is ripe. So you would think that something, just the same way as I guess when you were starting to make music, the time was ripe for kind of.
I feel with what we're doing there in the moment. I feel much more connected with the subversive energies that we had in the early 80s when we started this than I did in the time in between. Really.
Right, I think I was kind of going into that.
I feel much more comfortable with being connecting with the wonderful subversive model that we laid out in the first place than with what I'm doing now.
Really. Right, in a sense confronting the kind of the media landscape and the media
also just saying that in the beginning, of course, there was much of potential and possibility and saying like everybody can do everything. And recycling instruments, all this was, you know, showing possibilities, especially economical possibilities too, like things that were able to do even if you were not able to afford
a guitar or a synthesizer or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a guitar kind of everybody can afford, but add it all up. If you can't get all of this stuff together, this is stuff that you can do and will get you very far. How much sense do you think that made to people in Prague at the time?
Right.
Where it was really difficult, or in East Berlin even.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I was very fascinated by the idea that in East Berlin, there was a guy called Blixer 2 that had a band too. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the band was called, but his name was Blixer 2. He named himself after me. I never seen him, but he was there and doing something very much based on what we were doing on the other side. And that was good. That was a model character, and there was something subversive about it. Subversive in the true sense of the word, as like undermining, and it's something like a gopher.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in there. And
right.
So that kind of a root, gophers have a lot to do with roots and roots vegetables too. I can tell. And a lot of it is, there's a bit of a grassroots revolution in that. It is necessary to go back to strategies like that to get something positive out of there. And I'm waiting for the media quake, and that media quake is going to be gopher friendly. Cryptic Radio number 4.
Right, exactly. You heard it here first, folks.